every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Yeah, time now on 7 to 10. Just harking back to developments of the last 24 hours. Of course, there's a fair bit of detail there in the Cairns Post today. In fact, it reads, 4 years after Toy Accordingly's alleged killer fled the country, Rajwinder Singh is back where it all began to face charges over her death. He was loaded onto a charter flight aboard a Cessna Citation S11 from Melbourne yesterday morning after arriving in Victoria the day before. Handcuffed, wearing a dark jumper, light blue jeans and navy turban, Singh exited the chartered plane accompanied by four Queensland police officers to a waiting marked police vehicle. He was led to a waiting police vehicle that was expected to deliver the former Innisfail nurse to the Cairns Watch House. And that's what has been the focal point today of people who over the last four and a half years, whatever it is now, have been hoping and praying this day would arrive to provide justice. Now, you might have heard the federal member for Leichhardt, Warren Etch, yesterday, and quite legitimately heaping praise on a gentleman by the name of Kevin Gowan. Of course, he's the detective inspector for the Far North District Crime Group, and we're talking about a focus going back over 4 years. And you can imagine how intense that focus has been. Yet right through that whole period, we'd put a call through to Kevin from this program, and invariably he would find a way to come to the phone. So not only was he involved so much in that investigation, of course, particularly in recent days and weeks, very intensely, having to travel or travelling to India, but also various other matters as well. So it's been remarkable. And I think comments made by the federal member yesterday were very warmly received by residents up here. He's actually just come to the phone now just to give us a bit of an update on what's going on. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm well, Kevin. I know you don't want to talk about the praise that was heaped on you yesterday by Warren Inch, but you might give us a bit of an update. Well, late yesterday, what has happened, and since then, what has happened, and what may be happening today?
Yeah, certainly. Look, the praise, John, goes to a very dedicated team of detectives and uniformed guys that, were on the ground at the time of Toya's unfortunate demise. And, it's been a massive effort by all involved and obviously involving other agencies as well. So, we're very much appreciative of the community support that we have received for the work. John, there's a fair way to go, of course. We're just entering the Queensland judicial processes now. Mr. Singh has appeared in court this morning. He hasn't appeared in court. He was represented by his legal representatives from Queensland Lawyers, and the matter is stood over for committal mention proceedings. That's where the brief of evidence will be provided to his legal representatives, and then they will choose a course of action, whether that will be way of a committal hearing or whether they will consent to it being advanced more readily through to the Supreme Court for it to be heard.
Either way, we're looking at lengthy processes here, aren't we? And I'm just wondering how intense your commitment has to be during that process.
Oh, look, this investigation is never over until the outcome of any Supreme Court trial. So investigators will continue to do the business that they need to do to get what we need for justice for Toya. And like I say, though, we are somewhat limited in what we can now do and inform the public of, given it is before the courts.
But I presume there's no standing down for you. You'd have to be on standby through these proceedings.
Yeah, that's the case. Detective Sergeant Gary Hall from Smithfield CIB and a team of other detectives have been steadfast in their approach to these investigations, and they've still got quite a bit of work ahead of them, ensuring that this does proceed through the judicial processes without hiccup.
This might seem as an insensitive question, Kevin, but this is 4 years, four and a half years, whatever, of intense focus, which has led to the arrival of this person in Cairns yesterday. Does it give you a sense of relief, a sense of satisfaction at all at this stage, or is it still too too tense and still you're still too focused on this matter to actually feel that level of, I don't know, satisfaction and success after this intense effort over 4 years?
Look, from an investigator's point of view, it's important that we celebrate the small successes in the journey along the judicial process. We did do that in Melbourne when he landed. Mm. And, you know, there is a great deal of comfort that comes knowing that the person we say is responsible for the homicide is on Australian soil. Mm. And engaged in a judicial process that, you know, we are familiar with. So those sort of things are a welcome relief for investigators. But like I say, John, this is the start of a judicial process which could take a lengthy period of time to resolve.
Have you got something to say about the incredible level of community support you enjoyed right through that whole four-year-plus period?
Like, it's just been unbelievable, John. You know, the backing of the community. You know, John, I'm tied up with Crime Stoppers in a volunteer capacity, and you know, they were on the ground from day one, engaged, seeking the community support. John, there was an absolutely incredible response from the community of North Queensland. The number of calls that were received by Crime Stoppers was only previously experienced in the Daniel Morcombe matter. So when we recognised the way that affected the broader Australian community, and we put the same level of interest for the community to far north Queensland. You know, it's an absolutely incredible response, and we have been very well supported, and you know, it's the police working with the community to seek justice for victims. You know, generally. Mm.
Well, you're to be congratulated, and all the other officers as well, in the successful conclusion of this investigation so far and leading to the arrest of the alleged offender in India and return to Cairns. Kevin, congratulations once again, and thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
What an amazing effort. That's Kevin Garn. He's the Detective Inspector for the Far North District Crime Group, Far North Police District.